rising. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Thousands of Ukrainians take to the streets in protest of Russia's military buildup around their country.
President Biden has ordered 3,000 additional paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division based at Fort Bragg to Poland. Other troops are headed to Romania. While the U.S. military is bolstering forces in NATO countries bordering Ukraine, it's pulling the small number already here. The Pentagon said all 160 members of the Florida National Guard who are here training Ukrainian troops would be evacuating immediately. So while U.S. forces are going to NATO countries surrounding Ukraine, none are coming to Ukraine. If Russia invades, they'll only meet probably minor resistance from Ukrainian forces. But the Ukrainian defense minister tweeted saying no Russian forces will be able to take and conquer any Ukrainian cities.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. And Canadian truckers have been blocking a bridge that connects Detroit to Canada in an effort to protest the country's COVID-19 restrictions.
The auto industry has been the hardest hit by this blockade. One parts supplier said shutting down the Ambassador Bridge has essentially crippled the supply chain. That has forced automakers like GM, Ford, Stellantis, Honda, and Toyota to cancel shifts or shut down operations at plants well beyond the Motor City this week due to deliveries of parts not being able to come through on schedule. That means fewer cars coming off the assembly line and higher prices for the few cars dealerships have on hand, especially considering how hard the industry has been hit by the other various supply chain crises that have come up from the pandemic.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. And former President Trump spoke with Fox and Friends to weigh in on the protests and express his support for the truckers.
They're tired of being pushed around by incompetent people, being told what to do, being forced with a mandate. The mandate should have not happened. I mean, I'm very proud of Warp Speed. Everybody has given us credit. Nobody thought it was possible to do what we did. And that includes therapeutics, by the way.
Meanwhile, Ontario officials have declared a state of emergency. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
South Carolina remains one of only two states without a hate crimes law, and proponents worry that efforts in the legislature are stalling. A bill calling for harsher penalties for hate crimes has passed the House, but will fail to become law if it doesn't pass the Senate. Opponents say it's unnecessary since there's already a federal hate crimes law. The push for a state hate crime law started in 2015 after 9 African Americans were killed in a racist attack during a Bible study at a church in Charleston. Meanwhile, with inflation at its highest rate in 40 years, Super Bowl fans watching at home on Sunday should expect to pay more for food and drinks.
Chicken wings, they're up in cost by 53%. But it's not just wings. All your Super Bowl favorites are costing more. That soda that you're stocking up on for the party, that is 5% more. The cost of meat, up over 13%. And poultry as a whole is up over 9%. These increases in costs leave restaurants like Dan and John's Wings no choice but to increase their menu prices. Last year, they were selling their 50-pack of wings for the Super Bowl for around $65. This year, they're charging $99. Even with that steep increase, they're still not able to make the same margin that they did last year, but they couldn't stomach charging customers more than that.
Fox's Madison Alworth. And an upcoming race for mayor is heating up in the nation's second largest city.
Billionaire developer Rick Caruso was entering a crowded field of Democratic candidates hoping to become the next mayor of Los Angeles, succeeding outgoing Mayor Eric Garcetti. The 63-year-old Caruso is a former Republican, best known known for building high-end shopping malls, who says Los Angeles can reverse a spike in crime and an unchecked homeless crisis. He was quickly attacked by some Democrats comparing him to former President Donald Trump and noting that Caruso raised money for L.A. District Attorney George Gascon, whose progressive reforms some blame for the city's rise in crime. The Democratic primary is June 7th. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.